We're on the top of the North Yorkshire Moors on Spaunton Moor, surrounded by heather, ancient crosses, some of which go back many centuries, and in fact some standing stones, which are 3,000 or more years ago, put up by Bronze Age people, and we don't really know why. And where we are now, a large number of very large stones, sandstone, have been left by the ice when it finally melted at the end of the Ice Age, about 10,000 years ago. And one of these stones has been selected to commemorate the millennium. The instigator is the North Yorkshire Moors Association, which is the Friends of the North York Moors, who wish to mark this great occasion by erecting one of these big stones, which will then last at least another 1,000 years.
Now, Albert Elliott, I believe originally this was your idea. What made you think of it?
Well, I've walked these moors for many years, more years than I care to remember, and it seems a wholly appropriate thing to mark the millennium with a monolith or a standing stone, and it will fit in with the environment. And I wrote off to the North York Moors Association, and they decided to take up the challenge.
Now, it's very, very blowy, but we'll brave the elements and go across and have a look at the stone that's been chosen, shall we?
Yes.
Peter, you're standing in a rather peaty hole here. Do you want to tell me what you're doing down there?
Just measuring the base of the stone so that when we get the stone moved, and a large crane company has very kindly sponsored the move. They were responsible for putting the Angel of the North in place at Gateshead. And so they have said they will come and move this stone for us so that we can just lower it into a hole at the chosen site. So I'm just measuring it to make sure we dig the hole the right size so that when we stand it up, it'll be very firm and nobody will be able to push it over, as sometimes happens to some of the crosses on these moors.
Right. And Albert, it is a heck of a size, this here stone.
Yes, it is a huge stone. It probably weighs, what will it weigh, Peter?
7 or 8 tons.
7 or 8 tons, so we need a rather large crane to move it. But there's one thing about it, it does look as though it could last 1,000 years.
It does. I mean, it's already lasted a heck of a long time, hasn't it?
It has indeed, yeah.
Perhaps I could just add something. Mm. Because we wanted an extremely durable stone, it's too hard to carve. So we want it looking natural, but we are going to just engrave in it the date, AD MM, which is Roman, of course, for Anno Domini 2000.
So I'll let you take your measurements and then we can maybe move on and have a look at the site where it's going to be placed. So, Peter, we've travelled about 5 miles down into Rosedale from Spaunton Moor. Where are we now?
We're now up on Danby High Moor, which is the highest point in the centre part of the moors, where we plan to erect the stone.
If we walk across around here, we can actually look at the site itself, I think.
We can.
Yeah? Okay. Albert, you've got your camera with you, because I think part of the conditions of being given permission to put the stone here were actually that you recorded it all. What's that all about?
Well, Lord Down, the landowner, has been very supportive of the project, and he's very interested in having an archive, so it falls upon the people involved to keep a photographic archive and a record of whatever we do on the moors here, and that's what we're doing.
Okay. Gosh, it's blowy up here. It's like being on the roof of the world, isn't it? We can actually see an awful long way, Peter.
We can from here. We can see across to Rosebery Topping, which is a well-known landmark. And behind that, we can see the edges of Teesside. If you look south, you can see the southern part of this national park, close to the Sutton Bank Visitor Centre. We can't quite see the sea because there's a little lump of land in the way, but perhaps when the stone's up, if you stand on top of the stone, we will be able to. This place where we are now is where many walkers, both on the Lyke Wake Walk and the Coast to Coast Walk, come close by where we plan to put this stone, so it'll be a good landmark for them and a resting place for their tired feet if they want to shelter for a minute or two.
And for the less fit or the less willing, we're also quite close to the road, aren't we, Albert?
Yes, that was one of the conditions, really. We wanted to make it accessible for disabled and infirm people, and this is really the perfect spot.
Let's move on a bit further. We've got to cross a little beck here and climb up the outside here. Gosh, we are on the top here. And this is the actual site.
This is the site where we have already assembled a number of stones which will be buried underground to support the main stone, and we'll be placing another big stone flat on the ground next to the standing stones, on which people can sit and rest their limbs before embarking on the next stage of the Like Wake Walk.
And just finally, before we all get blown away, you are actually looking for sponsorship, because there is a cost involved in the project, even though you're getting a lot of help.
Oh, indeed. And what we plan to do, when we put the stone in place, we've got a certain number of costs to meet. So anybody who subscribes to this fund will have their name placed on permanent record in county and estate archives. So please support us. It's going to be a very fine monument for the future. We hope very much that this type of sandstone, which is very hard indeed, will last without significant deterioration for 1,000 years or more, as the Bronze Age standing stones have demonstrated, and they have lasted for over 3,000 years now and are still going strong.